The Trump administration promised to bring steel and aluminum jobs back to Western Pennsylvania. But even though Alcoa is moving its headquarters back to Pittsburgh, John Miller reports for 90.5 WESA, that's not going to mean a massive inflow of new jobs.
Here's President Trump during a January 2016 campaign speech in the Mon Valley town of Monessen.
We are going to put American steel and aluminum back into the backbone of our country. This alone will create massive numbers of jobs.
The Trump pledge to revive manufacturing in Western Pennsylvania hinged essentially on two factors: higher import tariffs that would allow domestic factories to charge more for their products, and lower energy prices thanks to natural gas. But there are problems for each, and analysts say the chances of aluminum coming back are slim. Alcoa is now just part of its former self. The company was spun off last year, and it now focuses on the business of making raw aluminum. Another company, called Arconic and based in New York, makes high-tech aluminum products such as truck wheels, sheet aluminum for vehicles like the Ford F-150, and lightning-resistant screws. Alcoa's business of making aluminum inside smelters is heavily reliant on cheap power, says Chris Bream, an economist with the University of Pittsburgh.
I mean, aluminum, among manufacturing industries, is a very energy-intensive business. Really, to be competitive, to have a manufacturing plant in aluminum, you've got to have a ready supply of really inexpensive or competitively priced electricity. And that really hasn't been the case here in Western Pennsylvania for many decades, if ever.
Alcoa only has two operating aluminum smelters left, in New York and Washington State, and less than 2,000 unionized workers in the U.S. Bream says that even the hyped-up shale revolution can't bring back aluminum production. Although natural gas does generate large quantities of low-cost electricity, energy is just way cheaper in other countries. As Bream points out, one of Alcoa's biggest smelters is in Iceland.
You know, a place that doesn't have the raw materials to support that industry, but it's brought in by ship, and the geothermal energy provides this incredibly inexpensive energy price that makes it a center for aluminum production.
Even though Alcoa hasn't made aluminum in this part of the country since the 1970s, leaders at the Pittsburgh-based United Steelworkers, which represents Alcoa workers in the U.S., welcome the return of the hometown team, says Vice President Tom Conway.
When this split first came about, I wasn't sure where Alcoa would end up, because they were at that point more global than they were centered here in the U.S., and they could have shown up anywhere. So, you know, I'm pleased that they found their way back here.
However, Conway says Alcoa has so many plants around the world that tariffs would end up hurting its bottom line. And he says the Trump administration has been dragging its feet on protecting U.S. companies.
And hopefully they want to do something, but so far it's been a lot of rhetoric, as it has been on steel, and they've slowed themselves down on these things. And while they slow themselves down, the imports rush in.
Tariffs on aluminum imports from Russia, China, and Canada could also have unforeseen consequences, like forcing up the cost of a can of Coke by a couple cents, or an F-150 pickup truck by a few hundred dollars. The truth is that making aluminum is just not America's or Pittsburgh's game anymore. But the U.S. is still a place where big multinational companies can be based, and Alcoa is still a huge deal. From its headquarters on the North Shore, its executives will oversee mines, smelters, and refineries all over the globe, not just in Iceland, but in Norway, Canada, and Saudi Arabia. For 90.5 WESA News, I'm John Miller.
Find more on this and other stories in our week-long series about Alcoa at our website, wesa.fm.